So when I last saw Janine and Andrew, Andrew is Janine's fiance.
He's also an independent man of his own right as well.
Yeah, don't just call
Andrew Haruni.
I wish.
Is he going to take your name when you get married?
Yeah, what are you guys doing? Yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I only found out from Instagram.
I wish he would take my last name because I think I have a better last name than him.
No, I think Bobby should take my last name.
Yeah.
Bobby Kemsley.
I can't
Bobby
pronounce it.
Sounds like a
Bobby's.
Gangster.
Yeah.
Bobby Kemsley. Oh, it does, yeah.
Like an East End gangster.
That's good, yeah.
I can't pronounce Bobby's last name. Every time I try and say it, I'm like, Bobby Mayer, 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 Mayer.
Mate.
Mayer.
Mayer. Mayer. But maybe Mayer. I'm saying it wrong.
Mayer.
How does he say it?
Mayer.
No, he says...
Mayer.
Yeah, so I think you're getting it right, but Mayer. It's because...
Well, what are you saying? Mar.
I say Mayer.
Mayer. Mayer.
I don't even know how to say my own husband's surname.
But it's Mayer because you have a non-rhotic accent. So yeah. You don't say your R's.
Mayer.
A non-rhotic.
Non-rhotic.
Rhotic. What does that mean?
You don't say your R's when you say words.
You can't say your R's.
You could.
Tree.
No, she I can't say tree. R's.
In I at do. The
tree.
Train. At the end of.
At the end.
At the end. So you wouldn't say.
Car.
Peter. You'd say Peter.
Peter. Peter. Yeah, I wouldn't say Peter.
Yeah, and Mar.
Peter.
The sound is Mar. At the end, is it?
Mar.
Is this the kind of captivating content?
Yes,
should we start?
Exactly what we're looking for. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Western Super Mare?
No.
You should go.
Is it West Country?
Are you just saying that because of Mare?
It's a seaside town in
but
the
West
Country.
But that's what made you say that, because
yeah,
of Mare?
Yeah. But it's where I used to spend every summer holiday.
Did you?
Western Super Mare, yeah. Used to love it, but then when I went back as an adult...
Yeah, I did a gig there, did not bleak. Do well. Oh, yeah. No.
Why, what's it like?
It's like any seaside town in this country is like great fun if you're a kid, but if you go there as an adult, it'll be pretty bleak.
Right, yeah. I used to go to the Jersey Shore every summer with my family.
See, so that's kind
and
of...
I didn't realize there was anything weird about it until the show, The Jersey Shore, came out, and I was like, why are people interested in this? Isn't this just what grown-ups are?
Atlantic City, as well. Is that where that's...
No, that's a bit more south of where that is. But yeah, Atlantic City is great. It's just a real sleepy Las Vegas. It's great.
My Good family fun. Are from New Jersey.
Oh.
Some of them.
Oh,
not
great.
Obviously not all of them.
Do you know where?
Burlington Township.
Is that where the Burlington Coat Factory is from?
Maybe.
Oh my God, do they make coats?
No. Do my family make coats? No, not all of them.
Is this the small family?
What? All my family are small.
Orson's family is small and he's a giant. It's like an elf whenever How he goes home.
It's because I'm the only one in my... Like, my generation of my family are big. Mm. Or like bigger and healthier because they're the first generation of my family to eat, not have a purely vegetarian diet.
We don't know if it's that.
Wow.
Well, it is that because
we don't know if it's that because what you're saying is very anti-vegetarian, and we don't know that for sure.
Fine.
We just can't know for sure.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Please introduce Janine Haruni.
Please welcome Janine Haruni. She's not a vegetarian.
We've done a lot of chat before introducing her. But, Janine's here.
Hey, hello.
Thanks for coming on, Janine.
Thanks for having me.
You're American.
I am.
Yeah. I just find it really exciting. I don't know why.
It is
I just
exciting.
Always find America
Are
so
people this
exciting.
Excited when they meet you?
No, most people here really don't like Americans at
really?
All.
Really?
Yeah. Because you hear it. Like one time I was on a train and I heard this woman, her and her friend were talking about, they went to go see Dirty Dancing, the musical.
Yeah.
And then she said, and then it got to the part where they said that famous line, nobody puts baby in the corner. And all the Americans in the audience started whooping and cheering and clapping. And I was like, on the train, I just went, you have no idea if they were American. How could you know that information?
See, I've not seen the side of you that like is like aggressive in public.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's there, isn't
Do
it?
Do you like, have
hair?
It?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's very much a New York thing that I can't seem to shake.
I love it. I lived in New York for a year, and my best friend over there, she had the same thing. Like, guys would like yell stuff at her in the street, and I think, and then she would go, what the fuck did you just say? And she would like follow, like cross the road to talk to them and get in their face, and they'd be like, whoa, back off, lady, you're crazy. It was really unfun.
Is that an American thing, though? Because if she was doing
Where
it
Where is
in
she
America,
from in America?
She's from Jersey.
There you go.
Ah, is it a Jersey thing?
I think it's the tri-state area. I think it's New York, New Jersey.
What's the equivalent of that kind of attitude in this country?
Essex, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe.
Just around the big
city.
Yeah.
Okay. Staten Island and Essex are very, where I'm from, and part of Jersey as well, are very Essexy.
Do you have that there? Would you get in fights?
I've never been in a fight because I would lose. I would not win. I'm small, weak woman. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I'd lose as well. But yeah. I avoid confrontation. Are you confrontational?
I'm confrontational because I feel like it takes a lot to throw a punch. So I'll... like
you'll taunt the bear. Yeah.
You're saying all this stuff so calmly.
Yeah, so sweetly.
Just scarily calm.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't really throw a
Yeah,
punch.
It takes a while before you throw a punch. I once was in the supermarket, maybe 2 years ago, in Tesco, and who are sponsoring this podcast, by the way. And a man, I guess I just had some bad news and I was really down. And I was very slowly scanning my like single pot of hummus and like single thing of carrots. And I just was going very slowly. And as I walked away, this man shoulder checked me and went, privileged. And I don't need to tell you, he was a white man. He was a real like REM looking motherfucker. Like he had like a big white beard, like Michael Stipe. Like, and then I don't know what happened. I just snapped and I just screamed this guttural scream, just like, aah! And then I went, I am an Arab woman. And I, and I'm really not. What? Like, you know, my grandmother was.
Why did he shoulder barge you
though?
What was that all about?
Why did
he do that?
Yeah, why did he barge
you? Well, because he was a crazy person be, you know, who
but
has
But then you
sort
out-crazied
of,
him.
I really
I like that
him.
Response.
Was he scared?
But then I got kicked out of Tesco.
That seems mean.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone was like, what's going on here? And I was just shouting and screaming. And they kicked me out of Tesco. And then I cried and ran the whole way home because I was like, he was buying 2 bottles of wine and I thought he was going to glass me.
Right.
And I've seen him in my neighborhood since then. Yeah.
You need to move soon.
I know. I've lived here for so long. I know. I need to get
out. You could be like Janine. You could be more like Janine.
I should be more like Janine. It just would never occur to me. I'd just say sorry.
You say sorry to him for being privileged.
Yeah, no, I'd just say, oh, sorry. I would never shout, I'm an Arab woman. Like, or not that.
No,
that,
you
that
I, like, I don't recommend it. No, yeah,
no. You shouldn't do that. But nothing like that. I'd apologize to him.
I've never seen anyone getting thrown out of a supermarket.
That is really impressive.
That's
you've
like you've done a lot
out.
To get thrown out.
Yeah.
And especially if you're clearly, like, if someone, obviously, even if they only saw half of that, they'd assume he was being aggressive and you weren't.
I think in this situation,
oh, you were screaming.
I was really screaming. Yeah, yeah.
Was this quite recent?
It was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was also, it was like in the run-up to Edinburgh as well. And so I was very stressed and broke and inside and financially. Yeah. And yes, yeah.
So have you ever yelled at anyone?
Well, you know how I show stress.
Yeah, you just have a little tantrum.
No, I buy shoes.
Oh, yeah?
You always have great shoes. I think I talked to you about
that
before.
That means he's really stressed. Anytime you've seen him
with great
shoes.
It was in Edinburgh when I saw you
Tell
with
me,
your great shoes.
Did you buy
shoes.
In Edinburgh that time?
Oh, I wasn't stressed last year at Edinburgh.
The one before when you bought like 3 pairs of shoes?
Oh, 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How many in total?
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5.
4 or 5 pairs of shoes.
Do you have Allbirds?
No, I've never had them.
I feel like they suit
Allbirds, my aesthetic. Yes, sort of Silicon Valley, tech bro.
Yes.
Gilet.
No, but is that what you're going
but
for?
But like no big labels anywhere, like a sort
See,
of
See, that's
neutral
the thing.
Palette.
I was like, trainer-wise, I kind of go for like cheap trainers that are now hard-wearing. But sometimes, you're right, in the past I've gone for like, I've gone through the whole lot. I've gone for like really flashy ones, and then someone said I look like an Estonian rent boy, so I had to stop wearing those.
I thought your look, I didn't realize it was Silicon Valley. I thought it was like granddad. I thought that's what you were going for. Is that not
I don't know what it is.
The look that
There's
you're
different,
going
it's
for?
It's different vibe all the time. This is all, I get most of my clothes from Uniqlo anyway, so like it's whatever they decide I should wear.
Yeah.
But shoe
Is Uniqlo a good, they have good quality clothes?
Yeah, I like them. I like them.
I always walk past it. I'm scared to go in. I just feel like.
The thing is, it's the least scary of the high street like fashion
really?
Stores.
There's something so intimidating about Uniqlo for me. Yeah, Uniqlo, yeah.
What do you think that is? What is
the
it?
The models
It wants
look
to not
cooler
be fashionable.
Right.
So everything is like, just do you want it in this color or that color? Or that? Like, it's
but
just
then
like,
I see in the wintertime, they have these like bubble jackets where it's like, it's not a hood. It's like it wraps around your face. Like, you know what I mean?
I've not
that
seen
sounds
that.
Amazing.
Like, this is a silhouette I am
not
prepared
that?
To wear. No, do I don't want to look like an ice cream.
That is all I want, actually. That is exactly what I'm going for at all times.
You have to be, you can't buy most clothes there, can you? Because they're not vegan.
No, well, my mum got my dad a cashmere jumper from there, which is, it was so expensive. I couldn't believe how much cashmere 80, 90
quid, aren't they?
Yeah, but they, and she said it's good, but they kill an animal or something for the cashmere.
Yeah, cashmere is pretty. I've heard it's pretty tough.
What is it? What is a cashmere?
Cat?
No.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Is it?
It's a wool.
I don't know.
It's a type of wool.
It is a type of wool.
But I think like it's quite hard to get off the animal, so they kill it.
Oh God!
I've no idea, but like. I've been told you shouldn't really buy cashmere because it's quite cruel.
I think they do something mean to the animal, probably. Like,
but you don't buy wool.
They feed it up. I'm actually, because also I'm a bit allergic to wool, but also I don't like wool. Yeah, so it's a double thing. Mm. I don't like scratchy stuff.
But wool's not soft.
No. See, I think I just see it differently. I find it scratchy. Other people find it soft.
Sometimes wool can be scratchy.
Thank you.
I've felt scratchy wool.
Thank you.
I'm more of a felt kind of wool.
Yes, that's what I like. Very soft things, like very cloudy, soft.
This is one of the most pleasant podcasts we've ever had. Yeah. This is really lovely.
Yeah, what do you like?
I like, I do like a lot of
scratchy
wool and cotton, but I find that a lot of the stuff that I wear a lot is polyester.
Really?
Yeah, because it's easy to wash, easy to dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you quite sweaty?
No, because it, you know, it's easy. It wicks away more. What does it?
I don't know. I thought polyester.
I always thought it was like because it's sort of plastic, isn't
it? Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like.
What are you doing? What is that?
This is polyester, but it's called aerism. So it's like really airy.
I don't like the texture of that at all.
What, plastic?
No, it looks too shiny. Like silky. I don't like it.
That looks very nice.
Thank you.
Too shiny.
You're too shiny.
I love that. I love that you yelled back and that you got... So is that... Do you think that you just... That happened in New York, like growing up there, where you just had to like...
You know, I think people here don't expect it as much. Yeah. So they, like, I've been shoulder checked more in this country than anywhere else.
Shoulder checking you all the time.
People are always shoulder checking me. Do you not have that happen?
I have shoulder checked people.
Maybe it's
have
me.
You?
Yeah, because
you've shoulder checked me before and you've kicked me before as well.
That's not true. I've shoulder checked people when I've been walking down a street.
Can I ask you, was it like on Oxford Street or something like that?
It wasn't on a busy street. But I know. I think when it's busy, I just get through it as I can. I don't keep my space or anything like that. But if there's like people walking two abreast and they're not getting out of the way. Abreast? You know what I said. If there's like on a pavement and then I just keep, I'm not going to get out of the way for them.
You charge them.
Well, they shouldn't be walking.
You would have a lot of force though because you don't move your arms. So there would be a lot of force behind your shoulders. So you've got to be careful.
You are the biggest member of your family. Is that what you said?
Thank you. Yeah.
all that meat is just.
But yes. I think my mum's the most aggressive member of our family.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it's often the women of the family.
Yeah.
Because like, there's not a fear. Like I'm not afraid that. I mean, probably one day it'll happen, but I'll yell at a man because I think, well, if he hits me, he won't, and if he does, he's done for.
Yeah.
But I don't think I yell at women as much as I yell at men. No. Weirdly.
I would,
Why would you yell at a woman, though? Because they're not going to be shoulder checking you. It's usually men that do that, isn't it?
It's always men.
It's always men shoulder checking.
But I think in New York, I've never had it happen in New York, and I think it's because people have guns there. And so,
I think there's
like a weird politeness where people are like, oh, no, I could be, I could be murdered.
True.
Whereas here, people are like... Just there's a lot of bubbling aggression that no one expresses
in London.
They
especially.
Take it out like, oh, you're not walking fast enough, or you're walking too fast. Or
I found myself getting very angry at people, and I normally like. And Evelyn, my housemate, was saying this to me. She was like, "You pride yourself on not being angry, and you tell people not to get angry, but you get really angry at people just going about
That's
their
true.
Business."
But how do you express it? Do you shout?
I say,
at them,
"Look
or?
At that piece of shit,"
under your breath.
Yeah. And they're just like getting on with their day.
He's very secretly grumpy. Yeah, that's what we're realizing.
Would you say that's true about Snail?
Just say yes. Yeah.
You picked a side. You picked a side now, Janine.
I was forced. I'm so sorry. And also, you're so angry that I don't want to make you even more angry.
I'm not smiling.
But are you the kind of person who would, if you see somebody texting as they walk and they kind of get in your way, would you be like, oh, you shouldn't be texting when you walk?
I'd be annoyed, but I just get over that. I don't know what it is. I think I was just staring out of the window at people doing stuff. And
were looking for it.
I was in a bad mood. I'm not afraid to say it.
Oh, interesting.
I was in a bad mood.
Interesting.
Why is that interesting?
Because you wouldn't admit that you were grumpy and you have been grumpy.
I just have admitted.
Yes. Well, it's taken a while.
We finally got
there. I'm sorry you had to see that, Janine.
I mean, I'll be honest, I just zoned out for a little
while. So there was a difference. When did you move over here?
2011, 2012.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. What made you want to move to England?
I got into drama school here and in New York, but I had a boyfriend over here, so I moved here, and then we broke up almost immediately after I started.
Was he going to drama school as well?
No. He was an oil man.
Really?
An oil man?
I think so. I think he was an engineer.
You think?
I didn't pay much attention. Boring. Not interested.
You met him at uni? And
No, I met him because I did a summer course at the drama school I ended up going to.
Oh, right.
And he was friends with someone that I had been traveling with. I met him in a bar one night.
Okay, right.
Would he go out to the rigs?
I hope he never listens to this because I don't remember. I think there was a point in time where if I hadn't moved over here, he was like, I'll do the rig stuff because I think you go away for a month and then you get a whole month off.
Yeah.
But he told me it's very bleak. I don't know if he's done it or just his friends had done it.
I heard that.
Lots of
I wouldn't mind working on the
of course rig. You would. Yes, of course you want to go to the rigs.
No, but I think the rigs are like, they're very well paid.
Yes, yeah.
Quite dangerous, I guess.
Mm. Why?
But it's a month on, month off. Why are they dangerous?
Yeah.
It's heavy machinery. You're out in the middle of the sea.
Very flammable.
Oh, I guess. Fuck. Yeah. Sorry, I never even thought about that. Oh, my God. Yeah, it could just explode in the sea. Yeah. But then the sea would put it out, surely.
Well, you got it. You got it there. The sea would put it out.
Surely then it would.
But the flames would be at the top, maybe.
You just swim underwater, maybe.
Do you remember Piper Alpha?
No.
It was a rig that had really bad safety. In the North Sea, and it set on fire, killed loads of people.
Jeez.
And like, so they start, after that, they're like, we should probably take this seriously.
Yeah.
So they sort
after that happened,
like,
they thought now's the time.
But rigs are like, it's like a proper, I mean, I wouldn't survive a minute on a rig. I don't even know what they do. Like, what's their job?
Pull the oil out of the bottom of the ocean.
It's like a tug of war.
It's the divers that are the most dangerous job. They have like deep sea divers on the rig.
Oh, who go down and adjust the machinery and stuff.
That's the big money.
Wow.
We're thinking about in this current climate.
Yeah, something to do if our jobs stop existing. There we go. We'll all be on the rigs, make our own rig, maybe. Yeah. Maybe somewhere warm. I don't want to be at
the tropics.
Texas.
Yeah. Somewhere nice where you would want to scuba anyway.
Exactly. Somewhere with tropical fish and a coral reef, maybe, would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be really nice.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, make our own life on the rigs.
I'm wondering what would you do if you had to get another job now? Like, what would be your choice? Okay, not choice, but what could you do?
I'm skilled in nothing.
You sure?
I have an English degree, and I didn't so read a single book. I didn't
read
a single book the whole time.
I
read all the notes, and I did so well with the notes that they asked me to make a speech at graduation. And I've never felt more like a fraud in my life because I was like, I haven't read.
What was the speech, though? What did you have to do?
It was about.
Is this like one of the American ones where you get up on the stage and they get the top, like in Legally Blonde, the top
what,
of
do
the
you
class?
Not, you don't have that here?
Valedictorian.
We don't have that. Is that the valedictorian?
I wasn't the valedictorian. I think it was for my department. I had like quite a high GPA. And so for the English department ceremony of graduation, I gave a speech.
Yeah, our graduation ceremony was essentially just come up and fucking collect this scroll and
leave.
Fuck off.
In the cathedral, did you do it?
Yeah, the cathedral.
Yeah.
I would love that. It's very sentimental in America, And then if you don't get a good graduation speech, like some of the keynote speakers are amazing. Like if you've seen, like the Steve Jobs one.
Yeah, all those ones.
It's so good. But then I forget who we got. It was someone horrible. It was just droned on for like 25 minutes and you're boiling in this auditorium.
Surely all those people raised the game for all those speakers.
Yes.
Like David Foster Wallace did one as well, didn't he?
Oh, I have to listen to that.
Famous one. It's about like being a fish in water. It's called This Is Water. It's not about being a fish. It's called This Is Water. it's something like if you're in a car, you're not complaining about the traffic. You are something like that. I don't know. Is that a saying?
Sounds great. Sounds really good. Yeah, I love it. Really good.
But it's
good.
Something about like, you know, just like thinking about the stuff.
Really.
So I imagine you didn't give a speech at your graduation.
If I gave a speech at school.
What would the theme be? What would the title be?
I don't know.
What have you learned thus far in your life that would be the headline of?
I've learned that like all the stuff I cared about as an 18-year-old doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
But can you really go into a school and say, listen, these people are lying to you?
Yeah, I there's a big fantasy among people who've graduated drama school who are unsuccessful actors, like moi, who we all talk about it. We're like, we wish we could just, why won't they have us go back and just talk to these idiots?
Yeah,
and
what
just
would you
be
say,
like,
though?
You think you're going to graduate and there's going to be auditions. You'll be lucky if you get an audition. And then, yeah, listening to it now, I can imagine why they're not having us back.
Who do they have back for drama school?
Oh, it's just ridiculous. We had Benedict Cumberbatch came.
Oh,
gave a
my God. And he's like, it's fine, guys. It's so easy. Yeah. You'll be Sherlock in no time.
He was in Christopher Nolan's like first. Is he in a Christopher Nolan film at the beginning? He was in his first film that he made when he was at university, I think. And Benedict Cumberbatch was in that.
Oh.
As a like, no, he wasn't. I think I made that up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound very realistic.
Can someone fact check that, please? Christopher Nolan's not American.
Yeah. Really?
He's British.
Batman.
He went to UCL, yeah. Oh. Batman.
Didn't he do Batman? Yeah. And Tenet, which, have you guys seen it?
Oh, don't get me
Can't
started on Tenet. I hated it.
I haven't seen it, but I'll probably get it immediately, probably.
No. You can't comprehend it.
You can't hear it.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Every Christopher Nolan film.
Yeah, a lot of mumbling.
The sound mixing is just bananas.
Very jarring music as well.
Yes. Yeah.
I probably love the music and get the film. But so, what would you say to you?
So what would you do as a job then? What would your job be? Yeah, what's your job?
I've been looking into different jobs. Are you mocking me for looking into different jobs?
I haven't mocked you.
I was buying books on copywriting and you went, that's just a boring job.
No,
but I think it's interesting. I don't think you need to know how to do it.
I don't think you can just read a book and do it, though. I think you need a bit more.
You can just read a book about stand-up and do that.
Well, yeah. Are there books about stand-up?
Yeah, there's loads.
Who? What's good?
Steve Martin's is good.
Yes, but that's not really about stand-up. Yeah. But I did listen to the audiobook and cried at that as well.
Joan Rivers is good. It's not really about that, but she's got one that's good. I did English literature as well. I can really review
that's good,
but
is it?
Really
that is good.
She wrote a good book that is good.
It's really good.
I reckon I'd like to do like manual labour.
I'd love to be a mechanic. You wouldn't know how to fix anything.
Yeah, but I'd learn.
The feeling of satisfaction when you've spent the day like using your muscle and fixing something. And anytime I go home, my parents always like make me work in the yard or whatever it is. And I'm always like, oh, I don't want to do this. Yeah. And then at the end, I sleep like a baby at night.
What are they making you do? Just gardening?
Do they have a scrapyard?
Yeah.
They bought a plot of land
that they're
calling the Circle.
Yeah.
It's
intriguing.
They retired down to North Carolina. And like these are people who have lived in New York. They're born in Brooklyn, both of them. Yeah. They have not had gardens for much of their lives. And now they have like a big garden in the backyard. And then this circle, because they live on a cul-de-sac, in the middle is just an empty grass circle. And they bought it. Like it was Monopoly.
They bought the middle of the cul-de-sac.
They bought the middle of the cul-de-sac. And so whenever I go down, it's huge. You got to mow it. You got to mow it and pull up the weeds and all that.
What are they going to do with it? Sit on it.
She's like, I'm like, what? I don't know. I was like, Mom, would you not build a house there? Like they only have
in the middle.
In the middle of the cul-de-sac. But like something or community garden, nothing. They just keep it neat and clean. But you know how much it was?
What?
$1,000.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. That's a great deal for everyone else because they've got someone to pay them to mow the bit they have to look at
she
every day.
She bought it. My mom and dad bought it so that they could spend more money keeping it up.
Yeah.
That's not a good investment,
I would say. No. But they were like, it was so cheap. And they just haven't really had much land in their lives.
What would happen if they just let it completely go to shit?
It would be horrible. It would be...
What if they bought some cows? Could they put some cows on it or something?
Well, there are deer down there that come and nip. So that's why they can't do the garden, because the deer come and eat the...
How big is this circle?
It's massive. Like, it's...
If you just look around this room.
It's bigger than this room. I don't know what to tell you. It's huge. Right.
So you could be a gardener. I could see that. Landscaping.
No, I don't like bugs.
No, but you could tell other people what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, the head gardener.
Like, have a vision for it, yeah.
Mm. I think there's a big difference between doing a bit of manual work for one day and doing it every day in a row, because I've had that. Like, we built a fence, like, me and my family, and it was, like, so good that we all took part, and it was, like, a day I look back on. But if every day of my life was building a fence, I would not look back at it as fondly.
But you get really good at building. You get satisfaction from getting better at it as well.
But I think there's only so good you can get at building a fence. By the end of the day, I was fine. No,
was it a wooden fence?
Okay. Yes, my dad bought panels. Then we got those the things that go like they put the nails in. So we did that, and then all the panels. So it took ages.
Didn't that scare you? Those scare me.
Yeah, to begin with, it really scared me, and then I loved it. Yeah, and I really got into it.
That's how they kill people in The Wire.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
and in No Country for Old Men, is it?
Oh, that's a bolt. That's a bolt gun, isn't it, for cows?
Good.
That's how they kill cows.
Grim.
Just put it at the back of the head and just. I made a deal with Evelyn Mock that if she's still single in 10 years' time,
you'll kill
a
cow.
Bolt through the back of her head.
Oh my God. You did not.
Yeah.
You never said that to that poor woman. You never did.
Yeah, I did. I offered. And she was like, yeah, fair play.
Evelyn, we need to stop Evelyn, because what if in 10 years she forgets about this and you just turn up?
It's in my diary.
She's just getting on with her day.
And we agreed that tell her it's about to happen. I have to just do it.
Evelyn, you must say
and
no.
There's no
you
safe
must,
word.
If
there's
you,
no safe
if
word.
If she texts stop, Evelyn, oh my God.
She's not going to watch this, all right? Don't look at
Evelyn. Somebody tell Evelyn to text Sunil the Evelyn, word stop. Stop,
I don't
full
take,
stop.
There's no safe word. There's no safe
oh
word.
Oh my God, then she's got to...
She's got
to find somebody.
She's got 10 years to find someone.
Evelyn, oh 8 my
years.
God, terrifying.
She'll find someone.
Yeah.
What, you made this promise 2 years ago?
No, sorry, I made it. Like, if she's single by the age of 40, so she's got 8 years left, I think. 9 years. Eight years.
Oh my God, very stressful way to live.
Yeah. So if anyone has got a bolt
I think.
So is that what your job would be? Killing single women in their 40s?
I could be an assassin of sorts.
That would be a brilliant film.
I think, does she promise the same to you? Because you're 40 in a mere few months.
No,
so
I didn't.
You're
I said
gonna
no.
Have
I
to...
said absolutely, I don't want anything to do with it.
Wow.
I'm doing her a favour, if anything.
Why? Why?
Because that's what she asked me today, so.
You're single.
Yeah, but I don't mind. She's the one that wants a bolt gun in the back of it. Yeah. I might have misunderstood, but I'll
oh my God.
I'll stick to it.
Yeah, we'll see in 8 years. That'll be sad.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see you, Sunil. Just to let you know, I'm engaged. Not nearly 40.
When's the wedding?
So have you replanned the wedding for...
We have.
Hopefully non-COVID
Well, here's
times.
What's happened.
Oh, no. I can't bear it.
I don't know if you maybe experienced this with your wedding. We sent out two waves of invitations. So there was the people we really wanted to be there. And then, of course, some of those people couldn't make the date.
And then,
Sunil,
did you get your invite?
Did you get some invite, Harry? Thank you.
You may be the third one.
Then we sent out the second wave. So all in all, I think we wanted about 100 and some odd people, but we ended up sending 200 invitations, but only 120 people were going to come.
Okay.
Because it's overseas, it's in New York.
Yeah.
But now that it's been rescheduled, we just have to invite all those 200 people. So we're really trying to like delay so that some people will not be available on the date of the wedding. So
yes.
We're not telling anyone.
It's going to be a busy year, busy wedding year next
year.
Yeah, so if
true.
It's on a weekend,
a
they
double.
Might be busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to lose some people to the second wave, probably, I guess.
Yeah,
so
fingers crossed.
That is
fingers crossed
thing
for your wedding.
There are some people my parents invited that are a bit older. I'm like, will they?
That's the same for loads of stuff, isn't there? Everything that's been cancelled this year. So there's weddings.
Comedy tours.
Yeah. But for weddings, like, have they already told you, like, it's going to cost more because it's next year?
No. They were really great about it. They just transferred over. Also because you can get have a wedding in New York right now. So they've used my date for someone who is in, you know, April.
Oh, right.
Or,
yeah. Oh, great.
Okay. I actually know who it is. It was my father's neighbor. So.
Oh, sweet.
So I hope she had a great... wedding day yesterday.
So is it going to be like this time next year?
Yeah.
Great.
But if
that's
anyone who's in the second wave is listening, we haven't set a date yet, and it might be
yet.
I mean, who knows?
Who knows? So get booked up.
Yeah.
Up those summers. Book a trip.
Do something in September.
Yeah.
Stand by for a special announcement from Harriet Kemsley.
Hello, thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Why is Harriet Crying? We really appreciate it. We're trying to take the podcast much more professionally these days, and we want to keep it going. So if you'd like to support us, we're over on Patreon. You can join us for tiers that cost as little as £3 a month, which is the price of our fancy coffee. We think we're worth that, are we?
Yes, and you get lots of extra content.
You do. The podcast then becomes weekly.
Yeah. You get two extra episodes a month.
Yeah.
So at the lowest tier. So that's pretty good.
At the lowest tier.
And videos. And videos
and
of
videos.
It.
And videos. You can join my team. I have my own team up there. Sunil has yet to get anybody
great
to be
stuff.
On his
yeah,
team.
Yeah. What's, yeah. The,
anyway,
what's the link?
It's patreon.com/ why is Harriet crying?
Do your parents listen to any podcast appearances you've been on?
No.
Do you think they ever will?
I don't think they know what a podcast is.
That's really useful.
That's really good. Yeah.
That must be really useful being in a different country. I would feel much more freedom in talking about my family if they weren't in the same country.
Yeah, yeah. So much of my stand-up is about my family. And yeah. Well, they came to see my show. And my show was all about how my dad voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And the night that my dad was in, it's never happened before or since, I said my father voted for Trump and the whole audience booed.
Really?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It was so bad. Like, and it probably was me. I must have said it in a different way.
You were nervous or something.
Because I was very nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he was.
Did you say in a way where you almost crying about it or something?
I did cry. I did cry during that show.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's also about how my parents helped me get through like quite a bad, devastating car accident. And, so then I was crying and it was super weird and everyone was looking at me in the audience, like, you know, very British audience, and like, this poor girl is having a mental breakdown.
Well, they thought you were doing it that every day.
No, I know. And then I was like, oh no, they think I'm... so then I just had to say, like, look, my parents are actually here and it's the first time that I'm ever saying, like, thank you to them while they're here. And then a woman, in true British fashion, got up, stumbled her way across the stage, onto the stage, you know, because it was upstairs at the Soho, so there's no... And I was like, hello. And then she's like, I'm going to throw up. And I was like, okay.
Welcome to England.
She left, puked three times in the bathroom and was not admitted back in. So that was the show my parents came to see.
That's comedy, though.
That's
that
comedy.
Really is comedy.
Comedy.
That's comedy. That
Yeah. So that was the first time they'd seen you do stand-up? That was the first
time?
Oh, my God. That's so intense. Yeah, and especially if they're involved in it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, for the show's like... deeply personal,
deeply
well.
About them. Yeah.
That must have been so terrifying.
Yeah, what do they say afterwards?
Let me preface this by saying the show is so clean that country of Dubai asked me to come and do the show there. And then my father said, can you take all that sex stuff out? I mean, there's one sex joke in the whole thing. And it's clean enough for Dubai, too dirty for Joseph Ferroni.
Great. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So he didn't care about all the Trump stuff. I think he just didn't want
really?
Me saying I was having sex outside of marriage. Very Catholic.
Your mother has seen you do stand-up, hasn't she?
Yeah. She's very supportive, but my dad just gets so nervous, and then the light is always shining on him wherever he is. Like, his face is illuminated, and we just decided it was best for everyone that they don't come anymore.
Yeah, my mum's never seen me do
stand-up. She doesn't even know Snow does stand-up.
Yeah, she does now. Yeah.
What did she say? Wait, I can't stop burping. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
What did I eat? Chicken salad.
What is happening?
Sorry.
What does she... Well, she knows I do stand-up.
Yeah, because a man
what
in the street
think
told
you did
her.
Before?
Don't know.
You should talk about these things.
Just office, bit working in an office, doing my old job before this.
What did she say when she found out?
She was like, oh, a man in the street said your son does stand-up.
A man in the street?
Yeah, and I was like, she said specifically a fat man in the street said, your son's on telly, he's doing stand-up. And I said, yeah, I do a bit of stand-up. And she went, all right, cool. Do you need any pants or anything? So it's a pretty standard response.
Wow.
It's like, oh, right, that's fine.
Were you scared of what her reaction would
be? No,
or?
I always thought it would be that, which is why I never
thought. Did you not want to tell her before a fat man in the street told her? That would have been nicer,
maybe. Well, no,
because
I don't see it as a, like, ta-da! It's just like, oh, this is another thing I do.
But did she ask to come? Just conversation about your life.
No.
I'm going to send her a tape.
Mm.
Fine. She won't know where to put that. Where's she going to put a tape? Where do you think she's going to put the tape?
No.
The cassette or
I'm going to send her the tape and a player.
What kind of tape? Cassette tape or VHS?
I didn't think about it. I meant like a clip.
Yeah, to what email address? Mrs. Patel.
Mrs. Patel at hotmail.com.
You think she's got a Hotmail?
Yeah, I think she's got
one. And she managed to get Mrs. Patel at early doors.
Yeah.
No, she's, no.
No.
She's got nowhere finding it. The email.
What, on TV?
She's probably Googled you by now, though.
She doesn't use the internet. She doesn't have a computer.
She doesn't have a computer at
all? No.
What about her phone?
Yeah, her phone is a computer.
Oh. It was a home phone. And then I got her
an
Amazon.
She has an iPhone, no?
No, she doesn't use mobile. She has a mobile phone that she uses to call overseas.
Snow like controls her heating like a, as well.
No, I don't, but
you
I will.
You were controlling her heating. And
no, I'm not you said controlling her
you
heating.
You said you can do it.
She's not a prisoner.
I don't know, Suno. You said you were going to murder a woman for being single at 40, so...
like no, a I'm, cow.
I was
yeah.
thinking of getting one of those thermostats you can control online... because I set her up with broadband like a couple of months ago.
No, don't act like you're doing something nice. You, the way you said it was like you wanted to control her heating. That was the way you said it.
Well, of course I want to control it because she doesn't know how to do the timer.
No, don't. You're saying it like you're being nice to her, but the way you
said
it
trying,
was...
You can keep trying, Harriet. I don't think anyone's going to accept that. I'm trying to make her too warm. What kind of cruel person makes someone 2 degrees too warm?
Yeah,
yeah no, I set her up broadband so I could put an Alexa in there with a screen so she can use that.
To make that's international.
Nice. Yeah, it's not been used once. So
oh.
I need to, it's unplugged currently.
You're
so I need
a good
to
son, but you should share more of your life with her.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, tell but her what is there happening. To share? Be more open. The your whole job, you could just make a story, like say, I went to a gig.
But I've never thought of it as that interesting a thing. What are you checking your phone for?
She's texting your mom.
Texting your mom. I'm saying, oh my God.
On what
God.
Number? She has to turn the phone on to get it, and then she gets scared if there's a text message.
Why?
She's like, it's buzzing.
Well, she's going to see you in this commercial that you're doing.
She's yes. already seen. She hasn't seen me in the nationwide
was
one.
Was she not surprised? So she hasn't seen you in the nationwide one?
Maybe doing she has. So. She's probably seen it, but absolutely not registered that it's me.
So she didn't know who the fat man was?
No.
But he knew who she was.
Yeah,
and you're
I don't
not
know
worried
who
about your mother's seat. Yeah.
I don't know. I have
your
no
son
idea.
Is doing
I think it must have been one of my friend's parents or something. Maybe.
Or maybe a nosy neighbor.
Are you reading us a sad story?
I'm going to read you a sad story. Do you
so every episode, she reads us a sad story.
Yeah, to try and make Snow feel something.
Oh, good, good.
And they're bullshit.
Where'd you get them from?
I'm from online.
You just heard
Google,
of it?
Google sad stories?
Yeah, that's what she does.
No.
Every
I had to
time.
Use... It's quite difficult, actually, because you have to sift through quite a lot, and it's not just sad stories. It's other things. What are you doing?
Knocking it out your
okay.
hands.
Okay. Actually, I do have one that got sent in. Shall I read the one that got sent in?
Oh, read the one that got sent in, yeah.
Yeah, we got sent one. So, okay, so this is from... so the title of it is Fell in a Bucket.
This doesn't sound
I think
sad.
I know where this is going.
So,
no.
This sounds like,
that
a,
sounds
like an
sad.
Episode okay. of I Love Lucy.
So this is from Tim. From Tim. Tim
yes, this
said,
is the one you told me not to read.
Last year I was in holiday in Alderney in the Channel Islands staying at Fort Clonk. That's that place?
Fort
Clonky? What? Clonky or Clonk?
Can you read it
Did
out?
Do you say Clonk or Clonky?
How does it spell?
Fort Clonkway. Q-U-E. C-L-O-N-Q-U-E.
Clonk.
Clonk. Fort Quonk. Around the fort, they have a few outfits of military stuff like cannons and also these huge rusty iron buckets. It also
he fell in
gets,
one of them. He fell in one of them.
It also gets very dark on the island. You'd hate
he
that.
Fell in
you
one
hate
of them
dark.
It got dark.
You hate the dark.
Oh, it really makes me feel something. So he fell in a bucket.
One night I was walking between the captain's quarters and the barracks in pitch blackness and became frightened of a possible ghost behind me in the dark. That's what you'd
I
do.
I do relate hard to this.
I started
exactly...
running, but immediately hit one of the big rusty buckets. I hit the rim
he
of the
running
bucket
because he thought there was a
so
ghost.
Hard that I immediately flipped 180 degrees
and
like a Sabuto guy and ended up face down in the bucket with my legs sticking straight up in the air.
That's not a sad story. It's hilarious.
It took about 10 seconds to work out what had happened and another 30 to struggle out of the bucket. My only injury was a bump on top of the head from being suddenly inverted. Love, Tim.
Tim, thank you for that.
Thank you, Tim. I loved that.
Actually, I thought it was very funny. I don't think it's a sad story.
Oh.
But... what are you doing?
He didn't actually explain it at all. He just said the story.
It actually sounds like it's an episode of Scooby-Doo.
it is a cartoon, isn't it?
He then said, I think I meant table football, a.k.a. foosball guy, not Sabuto.
Oh, right.
Sad face.
Sabuto.
I want to say I hope it's worth it and that she remembers to say foosball instead of Sabuto,
right.
Which I didn't.
As
so.
Usual, you didn't read it properly before.
Sorry
you.
About that.
Okay, so.
I think we still got the gist of it. We still, it was still clear.
Yes,
we
yes.
still understood. I'm sorry,
I don't
Tim.
Think that was the key information. Yeah, there, Tim. There were much more interesting I'm details saying, that we
I'm sorry
focused
that I didn't
on.
Say yeah, food wise.
The follow-up did really take the wind out of it, though.
Yes,
it really did slow things down here.
Sorry about that. Yes, but I think we got the gist. And I can imagine that
thanks,
happening
Tim.
To you
how
one day.
How do you feel, Sunil?
Yeah,
I
did
do,
that make you
I
feel sad?
Do relate, because it's like the time I fell over that dog, isn't it?
Yes, the last time
running,
you cried.
Yeah.
What kind of dog? A little dog?
A Labrador, big Labrador. Big fat Labrador. Big fat idiot Labrador.
I thought it was a sausage dog.
No, it was a big fat Labrador.
How'd you trip over
with
it?
With a bunch
it was
of
so
sausages
big.
In its mouth.
No, we didn't.
Running out of a butcher's.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it was in Carmarthen.
That's not true.
And what, you were jogging and you ran
I was 8. And I was running down the street and I fell over, inverted like a Sabutio figure.
Foosball
figure. So that's probably why Tim sent it in.
But wait, and that's the last time Sunil cried.
Is it?
Yeah, so
no,
that's why we're
I
trying to make
Creed
him feel stuff.
A couple of years ago.
Creed 2. Yeah.
I saw, which one's, what happens in Creed 2? Is there a Creed 3?
Not yet.
And then I saw Creed 2 and it was terrible.
Interesting.
Is this the boxing movie?
Yes, it's one of many boxing movies, but yeah, it's good.
Why did you? What made you cry?
It's sad. It's sad.
What was it that was sad?
Yeah, what's so sad about
his
it?
Dad? His dad and that, and he won. Oh. He won the competition. Of
was
boxing.
It was his dad had passed away, and then
Apollo
he
Creed.
Did it.
He
did
it
to.
He did it.
Oh, I remember now. He's fighting. His dad lost to the other guy's father,
who killed him
in the ring.
Mm.
I feel bad for saying that's a bad movie, yeah.
And it made you cry.
Yeah.
Were you alone? No.
I was alone.
Yeah,
alone.
You were alone.
Yeah.
Well,
do you remember any lines from the movie?
If he dies, he dies.
Is that really a line?
Oh, no, that's from the original film where he dies.
Did you feel the same emotion in the original as well?
In Rocky, one of the Rocky films where Apollo Creed dies, who's the father of Creed. He's killed by Ivan Drago.
I just have
ring.
A quick question. So is Creed's name Creed, or what do we...
It's Creed 2. It's Creed 2.
Is his name Creed?
No, it's Creed 2.
His surname's
so
Creed
Apollo
and his first
Creed.
Name
his Creed 2.
But presumably Apollo...
No, no.
Yeah. His first
I don't
name
think it's like
Creed
Steve or something. I don't know. But he's,
Steve Creed? Or Creed Steve? Which way around is it?
Apollo Creed is his dad's name.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Something Creed.
Steve Creed.
Yeah. And Ivan Drago. Ivan Drago is the guy that kills his dad in the ring.
Yeah.
And when they say they're scared of Ivan Drago, and they're like, what happens if you kill someone in the ring? And he just goes, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
And that made
that
me
made you bawl,
didn't make me cry.
Bawl,
it made
like
me
little,
it made me
maybe.
Really enjoy the film more.
Wow.
Great line.
I knew a teacher at drama school who'd never said that he cried, but he would say, like, that scene really moved me. My eyes moistened.
That's just like
that's me. That's me.
Yeah, that's
so
just
I
like
I say I don't cry,
yeah,
but my eyes do moisten a lot.
They do moisten a lot. Windy, if it's windy out.
I wake up with tears in my eyes usually.
Oh my God, you cry in your sleep.
No, I
you
wake
don't
up
cry
like,
when you're awake,
my eyes
but when
are
you're
immediately
asleep.
Crying. Because I think it's allergies.
Or the daylight. The thought of the day ahead.
The dust allergies, that kind of vibe.
Okay. What about Pixar? You don't cry at Pixar films.
I don't watch them.
Oh.
I'm watching those.
Oh, you'd cry.
I'm fucking
you
watching
cry.
Pixar
Story
films.
Do you
I'm want not
watch
watching
Toy
that.
Story 4 with me because I haven't seen it.
I'm not watching it.
I'll give you my Disney Plus login.
I've seen it.
Let's watch it together.
Seen it. It was all right.
Which one?
Toy Story 4.
Very good. Some people don't like it. I think it's brilliant.
I think it's fine. Yeah.
Oh, it's very good. Onward, I really cried at that one. Have you seen Onward?
No, should we watch that
Pixar?
I haven't seen Up. I haven't seen Onward either.
Let's watch it together.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so
much,
Janine. For coming, Janine.
Thanks
we really appreciate
me.
It.
You could cut out all the stuff about how I essentially committed some crimes at the beginning of screaming at people in the street. It would really
We've said way worse.
Anyway, Janine, where can people find you? You have stuff on Twitter
yes,
or any
I
shows
have Twitter.
Or anything?
I have. I'm doing... the British Comedy Guide next up Laughter Lounge.
Great.
Ooh. On October 2nd. Is this going to come out before then?
Yeah, it's not.
No.
I don't think.
Mid-October.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Janine Haroni or my sketch group does a bunch of sketches that we post online.
They're so good. Yeah. They're really good. I love them.
And
yeah.
Thanks. We're called Muriel Comedy. So we're on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
Amazing. We have Patreon. If anyone wants to support our Patreon, we'd so appreciate it. If you've been listening for a while, don't worry if you don't have the money, but if you do, you can join at different levels. The lowest is £3.
Yeah, and you get two extra episodes.
You get two extra episodes, bonus content. Yeah.
Oh, and this video.
okay. And you can follow us, me at Harriet Kemsley and Sunil at Mrs. Patel at hotmail.com if you want to send his mum an email.
I'm going to send your mum an email.
You will not.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why do we say thank you?
Why do we say thank you?
Yeah, it was very cute.
Yeah.